Right, still team ready to go. PCA, Laza A, good luck. That's one. Goods produced by this ethnic group were carried by the ship United Calavrita, which was stuck in legal limbo for 6 months off the coast of Texas in 2014. Photographer Jacob Russell captured many images of female fighters of this ethnic group within a force whose name means one who faces death. 20 points. Give you a bonus. The first chapter in this book features the teacher saying, "Meaningless, meaningless, everything is meaningless." For 10 points each, name is a biblical book in which the teacher, concludes that wisdom, pleasure, and riches are all, in the end, rather meaningless. It describes a time for everything, such as a time to be born and a time to die.
Ecclesiastes.
Right. Authorship of Ecclesiastes is traditionally ascribed to this biblical king, who is also credited with writing the Song of Songs and many of the aphorisms of the book of Proverbs.
Solomon.
Right. The 25th chapter of Proverbs is said to be copied by the men of this good king of Judah. He ruled Judah during the siege of Jerusalem by the Assyrian Sennacherib and was himself the father of the wicked Manasseh.
What's that?
Judah.
Hezekiah and Joash.
Enter.
Hezekiah.
Very good. As of 2, this quantity multiplies residence time in the Domkula number and is divided by the diffusivity in the Thiele modulus. The exponential of 1/2 times the square root of 8 times Boltzmann's constant over pi appears in a classical derivation for this quantity. The kinetic isotope effect is a ratio of these quantities.
Reaction rates.
4.
Equilibrium constant?
No.
I'm confused.
This quantity has units of molarity to the 1 minus n over seconds, where n is the order. The natural logarithm of 2 divided by this quantity equals the half-life. According to collision theory, this quantity equals a pre-exponential factor times e to the negative activation energy over rt by the Arrhenius equation. For 10 points, name this constant, which measures how quickly a reaction occurs. That's right.
Okay, I'm sorry, guys.
Okay, your bonus. Emperors drank this substance in crushed up powder form in beverages in an attempt to gain immortality, and a thin disc made from this substance called a bead was sometimes given to noblemen. 10 points each get identified as type of precious stone, which was mined in the Tarim Basin and traded east to Imperial China. A defined set of 6 ritual objects was made in this rock.
Jade.
Right. Some members of this Chinese dynasty, which lends its name to Chinese dominant ethnicity, were buried in full suits of jade armor. Wang Mang's usurpation of this dynasty overlaps in time with much of Emperor Augustus' reign in Rome. The Han Dynasty gave this name to enemy barbarians who lived along the northern border of China, who were the impetus for building the Great Wall. Emperor Wu Di of Han sent a huge failed expedition against these people, who later theories often linked to the Huns with no credible evidence.
Zhao.
30 points.
Can I protest that tentatively?
Mark it.
Mark this.
How's it for you? An instructor peers over the shoulder of a woman in the center of a Samuel Morse painting set in one of these places. The light and temperature of one of these places vary as part of the...
Like an art museum?
Sweet boy.
Nice.
The bonus, this composer adapted Walt Whitman poems for his first symphony and his Dona Nobis Pacem. For 10 points each, named this British composer who drew upon older English music for inspiration in pieces like his Fantasia on the theme of Thomas Tallis and depicted a bird in flight in The Lark Ascending.
Bruce Vaughan Williams.
For his opera Sir John and Love, Vaughan Williams also composed a Fantasia on this English folk song, popularly written by Henry VIII. The traditional lyrics begin, "Alas, my love, you do me wrong to cast me off discourteously." Vaughan Williams' countryman Frederick Delius also depicted a bird in this tone poem, which quotes the folk song in Ola Valley.
It's a blessed cuckoo in spring.
Larkson.
It is on hearing the first cuckoo in spring.
Oh, okay.
24. For in spaces described by this adjective, disjoint closed sets have disjoint open neighborhoods. Subgroups of this type are invariant under conjugation. Numbers of this type have uniformly distributed digits in every base. 20.
Nice.
Bonus, while living amongst actual spies in the Isochron building in the Long Road Flats in North London, this author wrote a novel in which Tuppence and Tommy Beresford seek out the two titled German spies in the Sanssouci boarding house. 10 points each, name this author of the espionage novel N or M. She created the characters of Hercule Poirot and Miss Marple. This British author of spy fiction wrote The Spy Who Came In From the Cold and Tinker Tailor Soldier Spy. Right. This American author is a master of the hard-boiled detective story, writing such gems as The Postman Always Rings Twice and Double Indemnity. James M. Kane. 20 on thumbs. Puzzle 5. According to one thinker, this pair of concepts took on their present meaning after a process of ressentiment took hold among people akin to weak lambs being preyed upon by eagles. That same philosopher attributed the rise of this concept.
Good and evil.
20 points. Nice. Into the following about physical and chemical weathering, 10 points each. The most common byproduct of chemical weathering of feldspars and micas is this group of minerals. Okay. Good clay. Great.
Thanks.
The classic example of physical weathering is the wedging of rocks due to this phase transition in water.
Oh, yeah. Freezing.
Freezing. Yeah. This ion and calcium, 2 plus, are the result of calcite being chemically weathered by carbonic acid.
Oh, so it's like carbonate, right?
Carbonate. Bicarbonate. HCO3 minus. 20 points. 6. A dramatic cantata by this composer based on Jerusalem Delivered is often cited as the first use of tremolo and pizzicato in orchestral music. That piece appears in a series of 8 books, which is divided into songs of love and songs of war. Together with his brother Giulio Cesare, this composer advocated a new style in which words govern the music, a style he referred to as the seconda pratica. He wrote a total of 9 books of madrigals in his life.
Monteverdi.
Great. But after this character's defeat, his enemy turns into a prince and heads to the land of snow. At 10 points each, name this character whose troops appear to have the upper hand in the battle until this character is undone by a slipper to the head.
Rolling.
You guys. This is the Mouse King.
Oh.
The Mouse King is a character in the Tchaikovsky ballet in which Clara receives the title object from Drosselmeyer and dreams of heading to the land of sweets and meeting a sugar plum fairy.
Nutcracker.
Right? Like the Nutcracker, this ballet was inspired by E.T.A. Hoffman's work. This ballet, with music by Leo de Leaves, features the Waltz of the Hours, a doctor creating life-size mechanical dolls, and the marriage of Franz and Swanhilda.
That's not the name.
Oh.
Anything? Sylvia.
Yes?
Sasha.
Coppelia. 10. As I said, after hearing that a man is crying, a character in this play replies that he's living. A character in this play tells a story about an Englishman frustrated that it took God only 6 days to create the world when his tailor needs 3 months to make a pair of trousers. Another character in this play bestows the nickname Old Stancher upon the large blood-stained handkerchief.
Is this Endgame?
20 points.
Yes.
If one of us answers the following Apollonius of Rhodes for 10 points each, he engaged in a long-running feud of Callimachus sparked by a debate over the best way to execute this attribute of a poem. Callimachus attacked Apollonius' Homeric sympathies in this regard with the phrase megabiblion, megakakon.
Homeric sympathies. This has a metaphor?
Sure.
Metaphor? Yes.
In the Euros.
It is the length of a poem.
Oh.
The size of a poem. Big book, big evil. He's best known for writing this epic poem about Jason's quest to find the Golden Fleece.
Oh, this is the Argonautica.
That's right. Apollonius Rhodes may also serve as the head librarian of the famous library in this Egyptian city. The destruction of the city's library may have been ordered by Julius Caesar.
Alexandra.
Yes. It is 20 points.
We just like her. For him to sit down.
Yeah. No pressure. Cool. That was 8. 2 participants in this event converted to Christianity after getting Matthew Quintal drunk and murdering him with a hatchet. A participant in this event named his son Thursday October because he saw no name that will remind me of England. This event took place after a 5-month layover during a breadfruit gathering expedition and it forced a man to cover 4,000 miles in an open boat to reach safety. The HMS
Pandora.
Right, nice. The bonus 1 ethnography in this medium is John Marshall's The Hunters, which is about a draft by 4 Kung men. 10 points each named this medium that was also used for Robert J. Flaherty's Inuit Salvage Ethnography Project, Nanook of the North.
Medium.
Yeah. This woman helped pioneer ethnographic film and created the photographic project Balinese Character with her third husband, Gregory Bateson, and she also wrote Coming of Agents.
Oh, Mead.
Yes. Several of Mead and Bateson's ethnographic films are from this island, 3 of whose tribes Mead described in Sex and Temperament in 3 primitive societies. This large Melanesian island has some of the highest linguistic diversity in the world.
Tonga is Melanesian.
It's big.
Tonga.
Yes.
Yes.
Oh.
20 and 10.
Not as big as Mead.
Also 9. An event named for these objects was instigated by the Secret Council of 16 and resulted in the issuance of the Edict of Union. Yaroslav Dabrowski died on one of these objects during the Bloody Week. Many of them were built following the end of the Banquets campaign. The Mobile Guard destroyed many of these structures erected after the closing of the National Workshops.
A salon?
No. Henry Duke of Guise seized power on the so-called Day of these structures. Victor Hugo's experience traversing these structures inspired the battle scenes in Les Miserables. These structures were used to block troops during events like the June Days and the February Revolution. The 10 points in these makeshift fortifications that were often built during Parisian revolutions. That's right. You get a bonus. The spiritual elite of this movement known as the Perfecti abstained from eating any organism that arose from sexual reproduction. and was each named as heretical dualist sect that flourished in southern France until its members were targeted by the late 13th century crusades.
Yeah, Cathars.
Right. In response to the Cathars and the Waldensians, the Catholic Church set up the first of these institutions charged with suppressing heresy. The later Spanish one, administered by Tomás de Torquemada, was renowned for its cruelty.
Inquisition.
This warlord was elected leader of the Albigensian Crusade after the fall of Carcassonne and routinely gouged out the eyes of his prisoners. His son of the same name led the barons in revolt against Henry III of England. What'd you guess?
Simon.
Nice.
Simon de Montfort.
Yeah.
Okay.
Montfort. No.
The first name. 2010. As of 10, an author with this surname penned a line beginning All True Histories Contain Instruction, which opens a novel in which the flirty Rosalie regrets marrying Lord Ashby. That author created a character who helps Nancy Brown read the Bible, during which she meets her future husband Edward Weston, and works as a governess for the Bloomfield and Murray families. Another author with this surname wrote a novel that includes the dog Spanny, who is hanged during the elopement of its owner Isabella, and Skulker, who bites a girl at Thrush Cross Grange.
Run.
Okay. Good one. The Needleman-Wunsch algorithm is a dynamic program algorithm for the pairwise version of this task, and Clustal is a software package for this task. 10 points each name this task that identifies regions of similarity among proteins or nucleic acids. The BLAST algorithm uses this kind of procedure to search gene databases.
What's it? I don't know. It's like sequencing.
Which guy?
Base pair? Base pair comparison?
No. Called sequence alignments.
Sequence alignments. There we go.
Sequence alignments for proteins often use substitution matrices like PAM matrices or BLO Blosum 62, which track the rates of change in these building blocks of proteins.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, amino acids.
That's right. The combinatorial extension method in sequence alignment takes this property of amino acids into account. The centers of proteins are packed with residues that have this property, as do the tails of molecules that aggregate to form a micelle.
So hydrophobic.
Yes.
Hydrophobic.
Point. That's that.
I have you guys 320 and over here at 60. Somebody there calling? I'm going to protest.
No, well, they said reaction rate first. Constricts a nearby structure in a rare annular condition. A form of amyloidosis known as IAPP is frequently seen in diseased forms of this organ. The Golgi apparatus of many cells in this organ contain C-peptide, which converts a protein made here to its active form. The central acinar cells and intercalated ducts in this organ respond to the hormone secretin, enabling this structure to release bicarbonate. This organ's duct joins the common bile duct just prior to the ampulla of Bayer. That's right. Yeah. In an often anthologized story by this author, Sylvia prevents a hunter from shooting the title bird while out tracking down Mistress Mooley, her family's cow. 10 points each named this American author of The White Heron, who became an early proponent of local polar regionalism, with a collection of short stories set in the main fishing village of Dunnet Landing, titled The Country of the Pointed Birds. Jewish stories were heavily influenced by local color novels like The Pearl of Boar's Island by this woman, who was a fellow resident in Maine from 1853 onward. She's best known for writing Uncle Tom's Cabin. Yep. In a scene from Uncle Tom's Cabin included in numerous stage and film adaptations of the book, this character leaps across ice on the frozen Ohio River to reach her freedom. She is the wife of George Harris.
Is that Vangelina or something?
No, it's Eliza.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Thank you. Well, in this film, a housekeeper named Anna notices the protagonist sneaking around upstairs by seeing his reflection in the glare of a TV screen. At its climax, the shot transitions from the male lead pulling up his love interest from the edge of a cliff to him helping her onto a bed in a Pullman car. Early in this film, the hero liquored up at the house of UN diplomat Lester Townsend. Gets it. The protagonist gets out of a jam by punching a man getting arrested at an auction, also attends
North by Northwest.
Wait. Bonus, the first U.S. venue using this arrangement was the Glenn Hughes Penthouse Theater on the University of Washington's campus, and Margot Jones further developed this configuration with her Theater 47 company. And Plantiche named this stage design developed in the 20th century, in which actors enter or exit through gaps in audience seating, and actors always have their back turned to at least some of the audience.
Theater in the Round.
Theater in the Round forsakes this theater feature, the area in front of the curtain which frames the actors and scenery. It is sometimes accompanied by a namesake arch around the stage.
Proscenium.
The classic proscenium design helps reinforce this theater study's concept, an imaginary barrier which prevents performers from noticing the viewing audience. Characters may break this construct by addressing the audience.
Fourth wall.
30. So 13. Members of the Crocodile, or Akali order, historically created elaborate fortress types of these objects. On the 13th day after the death of the eldest male in a family, one of these objects is transferred to the next oldest male family member. These items are exchanged between friends in the Batuani ceremony. People who don't own these objects must instead use a rumal before they can enter a gurdwara. The kanga is typically tied underneath.
Next.
This artist's pursuit of abstraction led him to banish all memory, history, or geometry from his canvases. Each famous artist whose color field paintings generally consist of a soft and rectangle of one color above one or two other rectangles of different colors. One such painting by this artist is slate blue and brown on plomb. Right. In 2015, Christie's auctioned off Rothko's number 36, which is nicknamed for a stripe of this color. This color describes a series of unique paintings by Francisco Goya. Yes. Rothko created 14 large canvases for a namesake chapel in this U.S. state. Renzo Piano designed the Cy Twombly Pavilion for the Menno Museum in this state. Right. 30 points. 14. Norwegian-born sculptor Oscar J.W. Hansen designed a memorial commemorating 112 worker deaths during this project, many from carbon monoxide poisoning in four horrifyingly hot diversion tunnels. Harold Ickes lambasted the eventual namesake of this project for taking credit for something he had nothing to do with. The Six Companies Incorporated joint venture was founded to oversee this project, superintended by Chief Engineer Frank Crowe. The Bureau of Reclamation received its first mass funding to carry out this. Yes. Bonus, Aesculapius is transformed into an owl for divulging a deed committed by this deity whose friends are transformed into the sirens. 10 points each name this youngest of the deities venerated by the Eleusinian mysteries.
Which ones were
Dionysus? Okay. Dionysus. You guys?
Persephone.
That's right. Oh. This Greek goddess of the harvest allows the crops to wither away when she goes searching for her daughter Persephone, who has been abducted by Hades.
Demeter.
This disciple of Demeter sought the gift of agriculture. Later, Demeter protects him from the murderous Lincus, whom she transforms into a lynx.
Wait, what's it? What's that called? Screw this. No. Eight.
Yes. Triptolos. 10 each. That's a 15. In the Metamorphoses, the rape of Persephone is retold during the narration of one of these events. In the aftermath of this...
It's a wedding?
No. In the aftermath of this type of event, the daughters of Pyrrhus are transformed into magpies. An instance of this event is arbitrated by the mountain god Tmolus. A participant in one of these events uses a cursed object that Athena previously threw away because it ruined her beauty, but is defeated when that object, an aulos, cannot be used upside down. For his poor judgment of one of these competitions, donkey ears are given to Midas. After his defeat at this activity, Marsyas is flayed alive by Apollo. For 10 points, identify this type of competition in which Pan participated with his pipes and Apollo with his lyre.
Music contest.
Yeah. Us. You're on a boat. Answer some questions about the physics going on around you for 10 points each. When you want to figure out the speed and direction of the true wind, you can subtract your boat's velocity from the apparent wind's velocity, since velocity is this kind of construct with both magnitude and direction.
Okay.
To determine the stability of your boat, you want to draw one of these diagrams that depict the relative magnitudes and directions of all the forces on an object. If you were on a space boat, you might be able to use solar sails as a low propulsion method of navigating the solar system. Solar sails are driven by this quantity, the force per unit area that electromagnetic waves exert on a surface.
Radiation.
30 points. Near the end of this novel, the protagonist makes a papal sign with a crossbow overlooking a beach. A woman in this novel intentionally causes her husband to drive their car off the road, then proceeds to laugh maniacally as he checks on their children. After punching several Italian taxi drivers, the protagonist of this novel is bailed out of jail by Baby, whose sister later seduces the war hero Tommy Barbon. In this novel, the young star of the film Daddy's Girl, Rosemary Poit, loses her virginity to a psychiatrist who married one of his schizophrenic patients. The tumultuous relationship of this novel's central couple was based on that of the...
Under is the night.
Yes, thanks. Bonus, these two provinces were annexed by Hungary in 1908, by Austria-Hungary in 1908, despite that country having agreed to return them to the Ottoman Empire. 10 points each, identify these two provinces ruled as part of a condominium. These provinces were annexed at the same time that Bulgaria declared its independence.
Bosnia and
Bosnia and Herzegovina.
2 years after Austria-Hungary annexed Bosnia and Herzegovina, this man bragged that he had been Austria's knight in shining armor during the controversy. This German emperor abdicated following Germany's defeat in World War I.
Wilhelm II.
Right, Austria-Hungary formally seized control of Bosnia and Herzegovina during the height of this movement, which was sparked by a revolt in the Third Army Corps by Ahmed Niazi. As a result of this movement, Sultan Abdulhamid II re-established the Constitution of 1876. What do you got?
No, I don't.
Yes. 2010. I was 17. A study by Jonathan Haidt found that people who fit this descriptor worldwide express concern about only two or three moral foundations, whereas most people respond to five or six. An essay critiquing the Kinsey Report appears in an essay collection titled For the Imagination of This Sort of Person by a literary... Supposed the most famous model for this icon was Michigander Geraldine Hoff Doyle, then when each named this iconic factory worker who represented women's role in the home front production during World War II. In one depiction, she appears flexing her arm while the slogan, We Can Do It. And so Rosie crushes a copy of Mein Kampf under her penny loafers in a cover Norman Rockwell designed for this bi-monthly magazine, which also published Rockwell's illustrations of Roosevelt's Four Freedoms.
Saturday Evening Post.
Yes, many actual female riveters helped mass-produce low-quality Liberty ships at seven Westfield shipyards, owned by this industrialist who launched his best-known initiative to provide health care for his workers.
Onassis?
Henry Kaiser.
Sorry. You say Kaiser, you said
it. 20 minutes. Up 18. In the original solution of a first-order equation comprised of three alpha matrices and a beta matrix, this particle's wave function has a positive imaginary exponential. In a famous photograph, one of these particles travels through a lead plate and loses its radius of curvature as it travels upward. Fluorodeoxyglucose is a source of these particles. Pauli and Weisskopf explain how this particle gives a
point.
Any process of this sort will require the least amount of input work and will produce the largest amount of output work. For example, we claim this type of thermodynamic process in which steady state is reached at each infinitesimal time point. It is often visualized as removing sand grain by grain from an expanding piston. That's right. The law of microscopic reversibility states that no elementary reaction may produce more than this many products. This is the largest number of reactants that will collide with proper orientation in collision theory. Yes. If a reaction is reversible, then it's represented by double-headed arrows, since it will eventually reach this state. In this state, the rate of the forward reaction is the same as that of the reverse reaction. 19. One woman in this short story claims that you never cross O'Connell Bridge without seeing a white horse. Its protagonist... Good luck. Your bonus, this collection includes a poem that ends with a six-line prayer in which the speaker envisions his soul sitting with the title figure under the tree of knowledge as its branches spread like a temple. 10 points each name this collection of poetry whose spleen and ideal section is preceded by a denunciation of ennui in the poem to the reader. This French symbolist wrote the flowers of in this aforementioned poem from the Fleur-de-Mal, the speaker follows every two-line stanza with a plea for the title figure to take pity on my long misery. 30. The last. Some examples of this city's pottery was created by an artist known as Ninsei. Rulers from the city would abdicate and retire to a monastery in the system of cloistered rule. Two rival factions. 20 points. Nice. Known as this island's largest city, Odense, preserves the childhood home of Hans Christian Andersen, pretending to be each named this European island on the west side of a waterway called the Great Belt, south of the Skagerrak Strait. A suspension bridge across the Great Belt links it to Zealand to its east. Spoonen. Or Finn. Finn lies east of Jutland in the Scandinavian nation. Denmark contains a district named for these features, where the SS Gjellien has been in continuous operations near Silkeborg since 1861. Another district named for them overlaps with northwestern Patagonia in Argentina, and a third in northern England inspired poets such as Robert Southern. Yes. 20 points. That's the game.
Okay. I've got 270, 520. Congratulations, both.
So.